Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Matthew chapter 17, verses 10 through 18. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 17. And the disciples asked Jesus, "Then why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come?" He answered, "Elijah does come, and he will restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also the Son of Man will certainly suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. And when they had come to the crowd, a man came up to him, and, kneeling before him, said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic, and he suffers terribly. For he often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not heal him." And Jesus answered, "O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was healed instantly. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Rather harsh words from our Lord today. And we have to wonder, to whom does Jesus direct them? To whom does he direct this rebuke? Whom does he skewer with it? Well, in the text, we have three options. We have the man who brought his son, we have the crowds, and we have the disciples. Now, I think right at the outset, we can remove the man, eliminate him right off the bat. Jesus does not rebuke those who come in faith the way this man has come. See how he came. He came on bended knee, confessed him as Lord, called out for mercy. He is confessing Jesus as the one who promises to answer such prayers. He has faith and he speaks from faith when he prays to Jesus, pleads with Jesus for an answer to this prayer. Jesus cannot be rebuking the Father. Some would say Jesus' rebuke is of the crowd. I suppose it's possible, but the crowds really have no part in this story. They're just sitting around peeping in on what Jesus and the disciples are doing. So I don't really think he's directing his rebuke at the crowds. Rather, I think he's directing his rebuke at the disciples. They couldn't cast out this demon due to their little faith. This is kind of amazing, because previously, in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus had already granted them some pretty amazing powers and authority to cast out demons and much more. He sent them out preaching. And as they were preaching, what are they to do? They have the authority to heal the sick, to raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and even to cast out demons. But for some reason, here in Matthew 17, they have lost that ability, and it exasperates Jesus. In fact, a little later, after the reading today, the disciples privately go to Jesus and ask why they couldn't cast out the demon. And he says to them that they could not cast out the demon because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. While we expect the disciples to have faith in Jesus, it's also true that throughout the Gospels we see them struggling with the confession of who Jesus is and what it means for Jesus to be the Son of God. In the chapters leading up to our reading for today, the disciples waver back and forth. They go from Peter's bold confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God to Peter rebuking Jesus when Jesus warns them that he was going to suffer and die. And then they move from there into the glorious transfiguration. They witness Jesus on the mountain speaking with Moses and Elijah, and now they're back down from the mountain, Jesus once again warning them about the suffering and death. But down here at the bottom of the mountain, unable to cast out demons because of their weak faith. The picture we have here of the disciples is not one constant, perfectly trustful faith at all times and in all ways. It is sometimes weak, too weak to do what Jesus has already authorized them and sent them to do. And to people of God, if the disciples can't figure it out, if they can't trust the promises of the one who they heard speak to them, with whom they walked and talked, what hope is there for us today? How can we believe and confess in him whom we have not seen? When the difficulties of Scripture strike our hearts, or the temptations of the flesh inflame our sinful minds, when the worries of this world overwhelm us, how can we succeed where these disciples failed? I think the point here is not the disciples' failure, but in fact, Christ's success. Yes, indeed, the disciples' faith waxed and waned. They confess him boldly one minute and chastise the next for being a faithless and twisted generation with whom Christ has to bear. But though their faith waxes and wanes, it is not fruitless. Jesus doesn't write them off. He doesn't throw his hands up in disgust and walk away. No, he heals the poor boy and continues faithfully on his mission to the cross. The point is not the disciples' faith, but Jesus's. He contends faithful. He continues faithful to the end. He himself is the mustard seed planted by his Father through his burial into the tomb. And when he sprouted forth, he became a haven, to fully mix all the biblical metaphors here, for all the birds of the heavens, for the disciples who would not and could not understand until all was accomplished, for you and for me in all our waxing and waning of our faith. He became the largest tree in the garden, a place of rest for all who bear his name. Dear people of God, are you of little faith? Do you cry out, as Mark reports of this Father, "I believe, help thou my unbelief"? It is not the amount of faith or the strength of faith that matters. Rather, it is the one to whom the faith clings. Cling to Jesus, no matter how strong your faith, and you will find yourself in the branches of the mustard tree. Do not fear, though your faith might be weak, for Jesus does not put out the smoldering wick. He does not cut down the bruised reed, but he invites you inward and upward, more deeply into the mystery of your new life in him. He invites you to ponder the glory of his transfiguration, but also the glory of his crucifixion and death. For there you will find the answer to his question: how long must he bear with this faithless and twisted generation? Dear people of God, he bears with us still, bearing our flesh as our Savior unto all eternity. In his name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.